Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A challenge was made on the airwaves of KSRM to help with the St. Jude fundraiser. KSRM's Larry Opperman told listeners of the Morning Update that a day earlier, $30,000 was raised, and he challenged listeners to exceed that amount. This taking place during the St. Jude radio marathon that we had earlier this month. He bet listeners that if $35,000 could be exceeded, that he pledged to wear his kilt and sing the Green Acres theme song at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting for his allotted 3-minute public testimony.
Last year, 2021, the total was about 62.5 that we raised. This year, it was almost 70,000. But I sat there and I said, I'll tell you, what can I think of to do this? So I told people, I said, I'll tell you what, if we can beat last year's, I said, I will wear a kilt and I will go to the Borough Assembly meeting and I will sing the Green Acres theme song from the TV show. Now, I coordinated that through the president because I didn't want to just come in here and do that and disrespect the assembly meeting.
And he followed through on his promise.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside. New York is where I'd rather stay. I get the allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. Da-da-da-da-da. The chores, da-da-da-da-da. The stores, da-da-da-da-da. Fresh air, da-da-da-da-da. Times Square, you are my wife. Goodbye, city life. Green Acres, we are there.
Da-da-da. More info, RadioKenai.com. Senator Dan Sullivan delivered remarks to a joint session of the state legislature. This marks his 7th address since taking office. He discussed several areas of opportunity where Alaskans of all political backgrounds can unite with one voice and advocate with the federal government on behalf of the state. They include deploying significant infrastructure investments, approving the King Cove Road to Cold Bay, upholding leases for drilling in Anwar, advancing the Willow Project, the suicide crisis among Alaska-based military service members, and securing long-promised land allotments that were missed by thousands of Alaska Native veterans serving during the Vietnam War.
Last year, I spoke to all of you about how the state was under attack by the Biden administration. If you didn't notice, I was pretty worked up. At that time, the new president had already issued 8 executive orders targeting solely and specifically our state, focusing on dismantling much of the progress we made during the Trump administration on critical issues, energy projects, access to federal lands, supporting our Native communities.
Senator Sullivan says then President Biden's agenda hasn't helped Alaska.
This, what I refer to as an anti-Alaska agenda, has not abated. In fact, the number of Biden administration executive orders and executive actions has now hit 21. I thought about focusing my speech today on these issues, but in the spirit of our late great congressman, I realize that today should be about where we can all work together. All of us. Democrats, Republicans, independents.
Sullivan also addressed the ongoing conflict with Russia and Ukraine.
In that meeting I had with them, they asked me this simple question. If we are invaded, Senator, will America help us? I replied, yes, we will help you. And I've tried to ensure that we keep this promise.
For more on Senator Sullivan's address to the Alaska State Legislature, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.